Okay, very exciting. We get to start the Chamesh Megillos, and the first Megillah that we are going to talk about is Megillas Esther. Just a few minutes of introduction on Megillas Esther, just the historical background now that we've just done Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, we have a little more appreciation. 52 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Koresh, the king of Paras, gives permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Only 42,000 Jews return, most Jews stay where they are. Just a couple of years later, based on internal struggles and enemies from within Eretz Yisrael, and also Achashverosh, implicitly in the text, and other enemies stopped the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. This must have been a tremendous blow, because Bnei Yisrael thought this was it. They're getting the Beis HaMikdash back. Again, the Yirmiyahu had prophesied that 70 years after something will be the Binyan, but there were many miscalculations. When is it 70 years from? When Nebuchadnezzar got the throne of Babel, when the first Gula started, when the second Gula started, all of those were possibilities, and that's why people didn't realize that this was not meant to be. But either way, they stopped the Beis HaMikdash for the next 18 years. The Beis HaMikdash was stopped, and Achashverosh, had a big part in that, and that's why when he says to Esther at Chatzia Malchus and Chazal Darshan, up until the Beis HaMikdash, he was saying, you're not getting the Beis HaMikdash, I can't build the Beis HaMikdash, that's the one thing in my Malchus that I cannot give you. The Jews must have been very depressed and shocked, right, that the 70 years were up, but the enemies were thrilled. They all knew about the 70-year Nevuah, and they realized that it was over. Belshazzar had miscalculated, that's why he had taken out the Kalim, and he was killed that night, as we learned back in Sefer Daniel. Now, Achashverosh thinks it's over, he was a little nervous, the Gemara discusses in Megillah, right, Haman had to convince him that no, it's okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not with the Jews anymore, and you have nothing to worry about, right? That's the Gemara in Megillah, as the Gemara darshans so many psukim in the Megillah. He had to convince him that the 70 years were up. That's what Achashverosh was not so totally convinced of until Haman helped. That's the Gemara in Megillah on Dav Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Yeshno Am Echad Amarava Leka the Yada Lishna Bisha Kahaman Amarle Tanech Lino. Let's destroy them. Amarle says Achashverosh Mistafina Me'alokav to Levid Bikidavid Bekamai. The same thing that's going to happen to Belshazzar is going to happen to me. Amarle Yeshno Amid Mitzvos. What does that mean? They're sleeping. Don't worry. Shematomer is Hanami Nayu. No, he doesn't enjoy them anymore. Shematomer Ikim Adinsa Minayu Tamalomer Bechol Medinos Malchusecha. But Dasim Shonas Bikalam Delo Achli Minan Delo Nasi Minan. Right, all the different Lashon Hara that he says, Losh ain't shovel lahanicham. Right, it's not worth it. It's not worth it for you to leave them. And therefore he convinces Achashverosh to allow the Gzeira to occur. Achashverosh, we know, therefore takes out the Kalim in the first parak, as we'll learn. He was not punished immediately like Belshazzar, because Chazal say that Daryavish, his son that he had with Esther, was going to start the rebuilding, and therefore Hashem left him alive. The Megillah itself, let's just make sure for a few minutes. Esther asks, as we know in Megillah, on Dav Zion, please put this into Tanakh. Esther begs, again, who wrote the Megillah? Anshe Knesset HaGadola, that's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Dav Tezvav. But Esther and Mordechai were asking, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Shulcha Lohem Esther Lachachamim, Kavuni Lidoros, Kavuni Lidoros. So what does that mean? Rashi says, Liyantif, V'likrai, lios li l'shem, for a yantif and for a kriya. Shilchula, they sent back, kina atma ureis aleinu levenu umos. No, people are going to be jealous. They're going to read about the salvation of the Jews. You're going to cause kina amongst us and the nations. Rashi, sheyomer ha'umos, shanu smechem lahazkir mapalasan. Shalacha lahem, she says, it's already known. Kfar ksuva ani al divrei hayam b'malchei mandei paras. It's already written. Rashi, v'sham yuron mashi'ir lahem, aida Yisrael. They already know. So it's nothing new. I'm not telling them anything new. That's Kavuni Lidoros. And then a few lines later, Shochalem Esther Lachachamim, Kisvuni Lidoros. Kisvuni, write me Lidoros. Meaning, put me into Tanakh. That's how the Marshal explains this. Shochula, Halokasafti Lacha, Shalishim, Shalishim Lareviim. As the Gemara Darshins, you're only allowed to have three mentions of Amalek in Tanakh and not four. Achelo Mikra Kasud Batar, until they found a remez that it should be Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. We discussed this in many times in the past. This is the source for Tanakh. Ksov Zos Mashakasav Khan Ube Mishra Torah, Zikaron Mashakasav Neviim, that's by Shaul. Shaul, b'sefer mashakasuf b'megillah. So Megillah, the Megillah makes it into Tanakh. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Chav Tes darshins that Esther is compared to Ayelat HaShachar because she is Sof Kol HaNisim. This is the only Megillah that we know that has a Chovas Kriya. There's a minute to read all the other Megillahs, but this is the only one that has a Chovas Kriya. And the Rambam and the Ravid discuss about the special status that this Megillah will receive and continue to receive even in the future. The Gemara, the last Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, the Rambam says, "Kol Sifrei Neviim v'Chol Ksuvim Asidin Libatel Imos HaMashiach." All Svarim of Nach will be batel when Mashiach comes. Chutz miMegillas Esther, except for Megillas Esther. V'harihi Kayemes Kachamisha Chumshei Torah. Ukehilchos Shel Torah Shebal Peh. She'inam b'teilam la'olam. Unusual lashon. It will be kayam like Torah and Torah Shebal Peh. V'yavah b'shekol zichron atzoras yibatel. Even though all the rest of the Torahs will be batel. Shnemer ki nishkachu atzoras harishonos. V'chi nistru me'enai. Yimei apurim lo yibatelu. Shnemer v'mei apurim ha'ilu lo yavar b'tocha yehudim v'zichron lo yasem yizarim. The Rav can't fathom what the Rambam is talking about. What does it mean that asidim libatel? Dvar hedyo tuzeh. All the rest of Nach will be batel. You're going to throw it out? You get put into Geniza. Ki lo yibatel sefer mikol asvarim. She'ein sefer she'ein bo limud. Every sefer, nothing's going to be batel ever. Torah is Torah forever. Aval kach amru afilu yibatlu shar svarim milikros bahem. Megillah lo tibatel milikros hasabetzibur. Even if there's a chiyuv to read other parts of Nach, betzibur, but Purim won't be batel. That's what the Arivity, maybe that's what the Rambam means too. That's a discussion, but just to Mara Makamani, I'm just pointing it out. There's a lot of evidence also, we've had Shi'urim about this, about the status of the Megillah as compared to Shar Kisvei HaKodesh. Rav Zsolti has a beautiful article in Mishnas Yavetz and Simen Ayin Ches, where he talks about that Torah Shabbat, the Megillah is somewhere in between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. It's Torah Shebal Peh that was recorded and put into Tanakh because it's the transition sefer. It's the last recorded history and it's the last one that made it in. Yes, Ezra and Nehemiah are later, but this is the last one that was controversial, so to speak, whether it was going to get in or not. And there's evidence, right? The Gemara calls it a sefer and the Gemara calls it an igeres. So there are halachas of some ways it's like a regular cloth, and some ways there's a little more flexibility. But either way, that's regarding the Megillah itself, and that's a big topic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, just getting to the last section to mention, the Hester Panim involved in Megillah's Esther. Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah, the only Sefer in Tanakh that his name is not mentioned. So, just four quick ideas, and then that'll be the introduction, and then we'll get into the Svarim. We'll mention a lot of other ideas throughout. Just before, we're going to mention a couple of ideas now. Again, Purim we could speak about for many, many hours. We're going to try to focus more on the text of the Megillah and thoughts that we learn and themes in the Megillah, even though there's been many, many Svarim all about Purim that talk all about overall pictures of the Megillah. So we'll mention some of them, but we won't get to mention all, but that is the derech that we're going to take, just focusing more on the text itself. So Esther's name is on the Megillah. Number one, why? Because the Gemara tells us in Chul and Kuf Lametes that this is a book about Hester Panim. This is a book about Hester Panim, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hidden hand behind the scenes. The Gemara says there, again, a Gemara that is known, certain people, how do you know, where's a remez to them in the Torah? Says the Gemara, Moshe min HaTorah minayim b'shagam hu basar. Haman min HaTorah minayin, ha min ha'etz hazeh. Ha'ester min HaTorah minayin, va'anochi haster astir. Aster astir. So that's the Hester Panim. That's the message. And maybe that's part of the Onesh. Remembering that we took part in the Suda Bachashverosh, as we'll talk about in the first parak. But that Hester Panim is part of the Onesh. Number two, so some would say maybe there's a chash because we know we have a minister of Chayiv Inishlav Asumi. So maybe, you know, it might not be appropriate to have Shem Hashem and read about Shem Hashem when a person is in that state. Okay, a third idea that's fascinating that's mentioned by many, and that is the author wrote the Sefer in a way that it could be read on two levels. Rabbi Norman Lamb in his Sefer on the Megillah, Majesty and Mystery, has a beautiful article about this on page 58 through 62 that the Megillah is called Divrei Shalom Ve'Emes. Shalom Ve'Emes. What's Shalom Ve'Emes? Because remember, the Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Yudalad, there are three reasons why we don't read Hallel on Purim, either because the Megillah is the Hallel, or because it wasn't an ace of Eretz Yisrael, or Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan. We were still Avadim of Achashverosh. So what is that? What's the message of that? When they wrote the Megillah, Achashverosh was still the king. So they had to write it in a politically correct way, so that when he would read the Megillah, he would see himself as the centerpiece. You read the Megillah, Achashverosh is the centerpiece of the whole story. If you read a little deeper, though, you realize that he's a king that does nothing. Right? The Megillah, says Rabbi Lehem, as a document promulgated by Mordechai and Esther, was of necessity addressed to two separate audiences. Primarily, it was written to and for their fellow Jews, both of that age and all ages. But secondarily, it was a document which had to satisfy, or at least not offend, Achashverosh, his royal court, and especially the official religion of the empire. The tale must be subdued. It must be written on two levels, revealed and concealed, open and hidden, an outer and an inner story. And that's Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. It is an unusually splendid example of a diplomatic document which tries to accommodate the competing demands of Shalom and Emes. And that's what we'll see throughout the Sefer, this regard. Again, Rav Soloveitchik also often writes about the idea in life that we are both Chefsa and Gavra. We are active and we are passive. And Achashverosh thought he was pretty active. He was the active player, but really he was passive with the hand of God. And finally, the last point, which again, all of these connect, is that it's the book of God behind the scenes, right? In the Mishpat Zav, another Sefer on Megillas Esther, he has 105 coincidences. Ki'ilu, a jigsaw puzzle that just so happened that this is true. Again, many of them will come up as we study the Megillah together, but he lists off, oh, it just so happened that he was in Shushan, it just so happened that Mordechai overheard the big son and Sarish, and it just so happened that he couldn't sleep. All of these just so happened, because that's what the Megillah is about seeing the Yad Hashem privately behind the scenes. There are many parallels between the Megillah and the Yosef story, many language parallels, many content parallels, giving of the ring, and a king couldn't sleep, rode on special animals, a stranger becomes a Mishnah Lamelech. There are many, but either way, this is just a couple of points as we get ready to start the Megillah. We have these points, as we'll keep in mind. Next time we'll get into the actual Perek Aleph of Megillas Esther.